Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, in Islam, when we talk about death, we don't look at it as something that is pessimistic. In fact, we look at it with optimism because we look at it as the meeting with the Creator, as an opportunity to meet the Creator, as an opportunity to prolong our lives. And at the same time, we see death as a place where the believers will actually congregate in a realm that is known in Islam as al-barzakh. It's between the realm of this world and the realm of the akhirah. So literally, it is this realm which is unseen to man, but at the same time, it's a place where the believers will be able to gather, where the believers will have their graves expanded, not in the sense that we see in this world, but at the same time, their graves will be expanded and they will become gardens from paradise. They would visit one another, as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, and they would be able to eat from the food of paradise, be dressed from paradise, smell the scent of paradise, and to see their positions in paradise. At the same time, those who did not prepare for that moment, they would not find anything but destruction, because they had not prepared themselves for that death, which we believe is where you actually find the fruits of your efforts. As you know, one of the great scholars of Islam, he said that there is no home in the akhirah, there's no home in the hereafter except for the one that you started building in this world. So we prepare for this death and we look forward to it, in the sense that not that we hate life. It's not, you know, and Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she asked him, she said, you know, when she heard him say that whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet them, and whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet them. Aisha said, but O Messenger of Allah, we all hate death. We all hate death. Death is not something that's pleasant. But he said, that's not what I'm talking about. Because we hate the feeling of death. We hate, you know, departing our companions. We hate possibly the pain that comes with death. But at the same time, we look forward to what comes after if we've prepared ourselves for that moment. And that's what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, responded to Aisha, that verily the believer, if he prepares it, once he is given the glad tidings of the mercy of God and his pleasure, then he loves to meet Allah. And when he is given, and the disbeliever, when they are giving the news, the tidings of punishments and anger from God, then they hate to meet Allah, they hate to meet God. And so we believe that when the believer is leaving this life, the angels come to him and they comfort him before he leaves. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the angels would come down from the heavens and they would sit at the end of the believer's eyesight, and then they would approach him without intimidating him, and then tell the believer to come out to the mercy of God, come out to his pleasure, and they would have with them the shroud, a shroud of paradise that's scented from paradise, to take the soul of the believer. And so the soul of the believer would rejoice, the soul of the believer would look forward to the next life. And so at the same time, what is it that the soul of the believer rejoices at? You know, many times when we talk about this concept of loving God, as Muslims, we establish a direct and personal relationship with God. So we actually miss Him. And so the scholar said, for example, whenever you come to the prayer with a heart that is longing for God. So when you're longing for God, you know, you can't wait to see Him. You can't wait to speak with Him. You can't, even though you're afraid that you fell short in worshiping Him, you can't wait to meet Him, you can't wait to see Him. And so this brings you a step closer to that and a step closer to paradise. And so we ask God to give us that station and the presence of Him and the presence of His beloved prophets and the righteous in the highest level of paradise, and amongst those who would be able to witness Him and to see Him frequently. Ameen. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum.